Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisthi with the evening news. The headlines. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlights Northeast's role in leading India's growth. Naglin to disperse post-matric scholarships, ST students in phased manner. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar stresses on global standards in education for Viksit Bharat. And Centre urged to declare Wagha Merapani Road as National Highway. Take action on human-elephant conflict. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Science and Technology, Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the nationwide Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan at Wagha Village. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Singh lauded the resilience and contribution of the people of Naglan to India's growth journey, adding that the Northeast, particularly states like Naglan, would play a pivotal role in India's emergence as a global power.
Region has become an important component of India's growth journey. But in the next 10-20 years, the value addition to India's economy will come from these regions. You have a rich biodiversity, and this land is already land of plenty. So if this plenty is distributed all over India, whole India will grow rich.
Speaking on developmental concerns, Dr. Singh noted that he had discussed key issues including on highway improvements with local legislators. He assured efforts to promote technology-driven ventures, particularly in startups in the fruit and food sectors under the One District, One Product initiative, and urged local youth to embrace innovation and technology-driven agriculture. Additionally, he recommended constructing a legislative building in Naglan, suggesting that the donor ministry contribute to the project. Dr. Singh also described women as the backbone of rural communities and essential stakeholders in India's development and encouraged more women's self-help groups. The Naglan government will begin disbursing post-matric scholarships for scheduled tribe ST students in a phased manner, benefiting a total of 41,793 students for the academic year 2024-25. Addressing the media at the Directorate of Higher Education today, Officer on Special Duty Scholarship Kidyosilie Keho said the state has so far received 30.70 crore rupees out of the total 56.38 crore rupees required.
Amount available with us for the first phase comes to 30 crore 70 lakhs, which is inclusive of both state share and the central share. And this time, we are not going to do the payment in the installment basis, but in the phased manner.
The OSD said in the first phase, a one-time full scholarship will be disbursed to 22,000 authenticated beneficiaries. He said this will be disbursed through the National Scholarship Portal using Aadhaar-based transfer for the first time since the state's onboarding of the portal last year. Mr. Kehu also informed that 30,451 beneficiaries have been authenticated through the Aadhaar seeded system, while 11,342 students could not be verified, adding that auto-generated SMS alerts have been sent to the students with instructions for further action. The second phase of the disbursement will commence after the remaining fund is received and utilization certificate for the first phase is submitted. The department is expected to release the first phase of scholarship this week. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasized that Viksit Bharat is not merely a dream, but a certain destination, powered by a robust knowledge economy. At an event in Pondicherry University today, he highlighted the critical role of youth and students as key stakeholders in driving India towards Viksit Bharat. Underlining the importance of education, he said that education is a great equalizer. He cautioned, however, against the commodification and commercialization of education, urging a return to values rooted in India's traditional Gurukul system.
There was a time when education and health were means to give back to the society. They never thought these to be profit-making ventures. We should not be driven by commodification and commercialization of education. We must emphasize character development, because only then knowledge acquisition will get quality cutting edge.
The Vice President also appealed to corporates, business and industry to invest in India's educational sector to create institutes of excellence, rivaling the best globally. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on affordable and healthcare for all.
Over the last decade, India's healthcare system has undergone a remarkable transformation. Flagship initiatives like Ayushman Bharat have provided financial protection to nearly 55 crore people, while under the Ayushman Ve Vandana scheme, benefits have been extended to all senior citizens aged 70 and above. With Ayushman Bharat, digital mission, modernizing healthcare delivery to healthcare infrastructure expanding rapidly under the PM Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. The establishment and expansion of AIIMS across multiple states, including the first ever AIIMS in the Northeast in Assam, reflects the government's strong commitment to decentralized and equitable medical education and tertiary care. India also took early and bold steps during the COVID-19 pandemic. India's healthcare transformation over the past 11 years has been both comprehensive and compassionate. Guided by the vision of health for all, the government has made unprecedented strides in expanding access, improving quality, and ensuring affordability. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
As part of his two-day official tour of Wakha District, Union Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh convened a high-level review meeting with prominent scientific institutions from across the Northeast today. The meeting was aimed at strengthening technological integration in key developmental sectors such as agriculture, horticulture, educational research and the implementation of central schemes, particularly in Wakha District and the state of Nagaland. Special emphasis was placed on bioresource utilization and the emerging bioeconomy, with particular attention to banana fiber extraction in Wakha. Dr. Singh called for active collaboration with line departments in Wakha to translate research into real-world outcomes. The four legislators from Wakha District has submitted a representation to Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, outlining four major demands and urged centre's interventions. The memorandum was jointly signed by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Pitton and MLAs Mathang Yantan, Y.M. Hamsoy and Achumbemo Kikon. It called for declaring the Wakha Merapani Road as a national highway, given that the road is a vital link connecting Assam. It also highlighted the upgradation of Wakha Bokajan Road, describing it as a lifeline for several districts and the shortest route to Dimapur. The legislators also sought support for various infrastructure development in the district headquarters and appealed for a comprehensive policy and special package to address the growing menace of human-elephant conflict. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different practices to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Uttana Mandukasana, or the stretched-up frog pose. Uttana Mandukasana is an uplifting, back-bending posture that calms the mind, relieves stress, improves digestion, and eases back pain. The practice expands the chest, improves diaphragmatic movements, and boosts lung capacity. And Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has nominated MP from Nagaland S. Pangnon Konyak to attend the second parliamentary conference on interfaith dialogue to be held in Rome, Italy, from 19th to 21st June. In a post on X, Ms. Konyak said she was looking forward to attending the global conference, which stands as a significant step toward embracing inclusivity, dialogue and harmony across faiths and cultures. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlights Northeast's role in leading India's growth. Nagaland to disperse post-matric scholarships ST students in phased manner. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar stresses on global standards in education for Viksit Bharat. And Centre urged to declare Wakha Merapani Road as National Highway. Take action on human-elephant conflict. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you.